dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Yeah, it's podcast time. Thank you so much for downloading our little show again this week. Hey, we got a great one for you. If you are a Walmart supplier in Canada, or if you're a Walmart supplier just thinking of expanding to Canada, you've tuned in on a great week. Heather Reed runs Ethan Walton's Canada office. She hosts classes and advises our Canada Walmart supplier clients. She's going to give us some great insight on not only the current supply chain situation in Canada, but how she can help you expand your business and grow in Canada with Walmart. We're going to be talking to her right after the break. Stick with us.
Please hold. Your call is being transferred. The Ethan Walton conference call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call. Brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
Heather Reed worked for Walmart Canada for over 22 years, developing and facilitating its retail link and various systems training programs. Today, she is the director of our Ethan Walton Canada office, and she was nice enough to join us on the phone today. Heather, it is great to talk with you.
You as well, Jared. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we've got a lot to talk about today. I really want to pick your brain about the current situation and how we're helping out Walmart suppliers. And let's kind of start with that, because I really wanted to ask you about our Walmart suppliers in Canada and what you're all experiencing right now. You know, here in the States with the current situation, the demand alone for, as everybody knows, sanitizing products, bathroom accessories, and especially like fresh meat. All of this has kind of skyrocketed in demand, and it's really greatly impacting our suppliers and our supply chain. So what are you seeing from your vantage point in Canada?
Yes, actually, Jared, exactly the same type of thing in products here in Canada, too. I've seen things like water, paper towels, and tissues to add to it. Actually, the province of Ontario, where I live and where Walmart Canada's head office is, just announced actually this morning that they're going to be closing the schools until at least the beginning of May. And that schools are actually going to be offering what they're calling, and they're referring to in a new term, what we're hearing called distant learning.
Oh,
yeah. So it definitely makes me think that we're going to see an increase in school supplies in the coming days. My son, for example, is enrolled in an art class, and his teacher actually has reached out and asked him what supplies he's had at home. And they asked us to go around and look, and they're looking for things like paintbrushes, paper to draw on, pencils, pencil crayons, rulers, pens, and staplers, just to name a few.
Yeah, back to school season will be here before we know it, too.
Right.
But the other thing I want to touch on is, you know, aside from teaching all these great classes for Walmart suppliers in Canada, you actually do a lot of advisory work as well. So I'm curious, what's one of the biggest issues that you're able to help our suppliers out with recently?
Oh, absolutely, Jared. I get emails all the time, and working with advisory with suppliers, we're definitely seeing, especially at the beginning of this fiscal year, many suppliers reached out and needed a lot of hands-on assistance with understanding what the sales comparison is with now RetailLink 2019 having that 53rd week. By the way, that 53rd week occurs every 7 years, and it won't happen again until 2027, but it happens when February 1st falls on a Friday. Mm-hmm. And actually in RetailLink within Decision Support app, using the fuzzy dates and within Business at a Glance, the system knows what weeks to compare automatically with this year to last year. For an example, we currently are in week 9, 2020, and RetailLink will compare the sales for week 10 of 2019 last year. Therefore, when comparing the weeks, we actually need to add 1 week to 2019. So seeing a lot of that kind of thing where we're just needing some of that, just explaining, because RetailLink's not actually telling us this.
Right, right. Okay. So, well, and, you know, I know this just because we get a chance to talk every week, and you're getting, I know, probably more phone calls and emails now more than ever just with this current situation. But is there a hot topic with your suppliers that seems to come up the most?
Oh, definitely, Jared. Right now, suppliers are asking all about their orders. Are they going to? What are they going to be during this current situation? Right? Am I going to be getting those orders? And what are they going to be? And am I going to be able to fill those orders? The best thing for me to direct you to is the supply plan report and decision support. When your items ship through the warehouse, it's a great tool because it gives you that insight into your POs. The supply plan can show up to 13 and 15 weeks ahead and is a template that Walmart has granted us access to really assist with shipping in full and on time. This report is best to run the day after your Walmart review date. If you don't know that day, you can always reach out to your replenishment team at Walmart, but it's usually the day prior to when your EDI POs come through. You can run the supply plan to include warehouses and a number of units being ordered by each. It's important to keep in mind right now that the plan is absolutely going to replan itself because of all the unknowns, especially if you're looking at 10 weeks ahead. That's definitely going to replan.
I know one thing that's on the mind of a lot of Walmart U.S. suppliers is something that Walmart here has brought up time and time again, and that is they encourage the suppliers to really think bigger. And it, as much as it kind of falls under that umbrella, part of that is international expansion of their products. So thinking about how, you know, 8th and Walton helps out suppliers, what happens when a U.S. Walmart supplier decides that they want to expand to Walmart Canada? How do you help them out?
Oh, definitely. We definitely one of the biggest things there, Jared, is the differences between apps and docs and Retail Link, and even just being aware of the different terminology, such as a buyer is known as a category manager in Canada, also can assist with areas of reporting and ensuring that you're focusing on, you know, when that product's first launched in a Walmart Canada stores, that, you know, the settings are correct. And, you know, we have our order book flags on and that our items are actually turned on and that we're traded in different stores or assigned to the stores that we need to be assigned to.
Okay. It helps to have a friend when you're going to expand. So they could depend on
Ethan Walton
anywhere. Yeah. So,
for sure.
You know, right now, I know it's going to be a little hard to predict, you know, what the next couple of months are going to look like with the current situation. But what advice would you give our supplier friends in Canada and how can we help them out during this time?
Stay on top of your business. Walmart needs your help more than ever. Know what your in-stock is by store. Be aware of what's total available of each item and know what's on order, what's in warehouse, in transit, and on hand at stores. So they call that the pipeline here in Canada. I'm sure your top selling stores have the stock, run forecast reports. And then the biggest thing for me, Jared, is actually communication back to that replenishment team and asking them what they need from you. They really need us to partner with them at this point in time. It's a fantastic time for you as a supplier of Walmart to sign up for some of our training webinars or sign up for one-on-one advisory time. Our live webinars are scheduled from now until the end of June in Canada, including Retail Link basics through to supply chain and accounting. Webinars are usually not more than five and are very interactive, allowing you to ask specific questions and discuss areas where you need further assistance and help. The advisory time also allows you to help in discussion on specific topics and areas where you need to specifically dive down into and get assistance with.
Well, you bring up the webinars, and I wanted to ask you about that because, you know, a majority of 8th and Walton's business in Canada and in the States, whether it's, you know, with classes or with advisory, we do a lot of things through live online webinars. And I know we've got some suppliers that they've emailed us and reached out and said they've never taken a webinar and they're really not sure what to expect with live online training. So how can you help them out with, you know, ensuring that they're set up to be successful if they decide to take a class or sign up for some online advisory hours?
Oh, absolutely. We all have to start somewhere, right?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, to help with this, we can actually set up a free test 15-minute session webinar, one-on-one, to ensure that, you know, the webcam's working, you have sound, you have audio. At the same time, you can actually be able to see what it's going to look like when you log into the actual session. And it's an opportunity to actually for you and I to meet as your trainer and discuss maybe certain topics that you may want to cover that day during the webinar.
Well, I tell you what, if anyone is interested and you would like to set up that 15 minutes, what I'm going to do, I've got Heather's information in our podcast description, a link where you can send her a form. You can kind of contact her. I'll even put her phone number in there for our Canada office. Take advantage of that if you're interested in trying out a webinar, or if you have any questions at all for any of our Walmart suppliers in Canada or Walmart US suppliers who are thinking of expanding to Canada. Heather, it's been great to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jared. Take care and be safe.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.